This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
Every little thing is gonna be all right.
Don't worry, be happy. That's where that came from, by the way. That song came from this song. It's a Bob Marley sort of a song. I wonder if anybody's seen that movie, Jay. We were just talking about it off the air, the Bob Marley movie that's around right now that a lot of people see. Nobody had high expectations for it, but apparently it's done very well. There's a great message there from him. The more people who spread that kind of a message, the better. No matter how, you know, people, the older generations didn't like him because he was a pot smoker. And, hello, he was a Jamaican. That's the national pastime in Jamaica, is to do a little weed here and there. And so, and not just there, but down the Dominica, most area, Haiti. God, there's a mess. Have you been following what's going on in Haiti? They haven't caught a break. The country is almost like sinking into the ocean. The stuff that's going on down there, they have no law, no rule of law. It's like the Wild West, literally and figuratively. And that's why so many people have gotten out of there, and they're trying to get into our country. So,
yeah. Anyway, I mean, it's a serious crisis, and gangs have taken over. They are trying to get the prime minister to step down. It is a whole... they are on the brink of a civil war, it looks like.
Yep, they are, yeah. And a lot of it was caused by the weather and natural disasters and stuff where the country can't come back around. And they've gotten help from a lot of different people. It's so corrupt, though. That's what a lot of these Central American countries, a lot of the Caribbean countries, just corruption is a way of life. Most places. We have plenty of corruption here in our country, to be sure. But it isn't like it is in places like we keep talking about Zelensky and Ukraine and how much money they've wasted that we've sent over there because they're very corrupt. And so most Eastern Bloc outfits, the Russian government is very corrupt. It always has been. And so, and there's plenty of corruption to go around for sure. It's a part of human nature, it would seem. As I was thinking about World Wildlife Day, last Sunday, we weren't on the air, so we didn't get to celebrate it. But one of the things that has come in schools, I noticed here locally, some of the local media is highlighting some of the entries from children. There are children not only from America, but a lot of countries around the world. The International Youth Art Contest is going on right now. And they've gotten it down to 15 semifinalists. And so they're going to, I think they have to find, they're trying to find two winners. So what they have these pictures and the stuff that has been drawn and sculptures. And there are 3,000 different entries from children around the world trying to vie, but bringing attention. I mean, the main reason for this is because animal welfare let's just put it in a perspective that we understand it. When you're watching television, you can't help but see these ads for, in most instances, they're paid for by the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals or some group like that where there's pictures of dogs that are needing to be adopted.
Malnourished.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
Part of testing situations.
Yeah, right. I always give, man, whenever I see any of that stuff, open up the checkbook and send them a check. Yep. All right, let's go to Portland, Oregon.
Help yourself.
Take what you need. Portland, Oregon has a new sports bar. The nation's first women's sports bar. How do you like that for a concept? Is there a women's sports bar where you are? Probably not. But there's one opening, let's see, after the Portland one, now there's one opening in Minneapolis.
Now, what's the concept for this? Is this so
women
kind of like
go
a
and watch
safety
sports.
Concern or something? Yeah, but no. I never took normal sports bars as men only, as it's a men's sports bar. It's just
really?
A sports bar.
Yeah, but most sports bars are inhabited by men, don't you think?
I mean, is it just women only? Men can't even go in? I guess I'm questioning what's
women,
the difference between
no, I don't
a
think
gender
I don't get that this
bar.
Is women. There's well, the newest bar is called the League of Their Own, obviously from the from the movie of the same
movie.
Name. And it was well, but it was not a movie. It was a reality. There really was a league of women.
Yeah.
So
when all the men
anyway,
went to war. Mm-hmm.
There is a larger trend in professional sports. I would answer it this way, Jay. The female athletes that are surfacing. There are some great women basketball players. There are some great women soccer players. There are great women tennis players. You can go to any sport, probably with the exception of football, and even some women are playing football now. What was it last week or the week before? We talked about this young woman who was a wrestler. Was it high school or college? She wanted to wrestle, and the coach didn't want her to wrestle, but somehow or other she managed to convince people that she would be a good wrestler, and she beat all the guys. I forget.
Oh, in Arizona,
she
won the national championship for the state, or not the national championship. I'm sorry, the state championship. Well, she was on the girls' team, and she was just beating everybody. And she asked if she could move to the guys' division, and nobody had a problem with it. And then she beat all of them. I was looking more into these female sports bars or women's sports bars. They're going to be playing female sports.
Yeah.
On TV. So it'll all be the female sports. Yeah. So anybody can go. Right. It's just they will be focusing on women's athletics.
All right. Excuse me while I try to catch my breath, the muscles in my chest. Oof. I had a sneezing fit last night after having cracked a couple of ribs, and I'm having a tough time even breathing. It's like All right, so let's not focus on that. Let's talk about the new credit card rules. The Consumer Protection Bureau has explained some of the rules requiring major credit card companies to cut their late fees. There have been people, some of the small business associations have been opposed to this, and I don't understand why anybody that was in a consumer group, we were looking out for consumers, hello, not the banks. So the fees, the typical fees are for late, payment, 30, 29, 30, 32 bucks like that. So now they've cut those to $8. This is, I think, a good thing, Frank. I think there's usury. And I don't usually get in the way of people doing business, but $32 for a late fee is ridiculous. Unless, graduating. If you're late twice, then you pay a little more and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But
they all have different rules, too. Some of them will give you a 24-hour grace period, or as long as you put they'll let you overdraft, but as long as you put that money, give that money back before the end of the business day or before the end of the 24-hour period. Some of them will charge you that late fee per item taken. Others will just charge by the day.
Yeah. So last year, American families paid $14 billion in late fees. 45 million people were charged late fees, some as much as $200 over the course of a year. That's a lot of money. And it's one of the reasons, the airlines all want you to attach to a credit card. American has Citibank and Barclays. I think but Delta has America, one of them. I forget which one it is. At any rate, the pilot that I've become friends with, one of the pilots that I see often when I'm going back and forth from Boston to Los Angeles, said it's become, the airline business isn't about passengers, it's about credit cards. The average, he said to me, the average profit of a person riding in a seat on a plane is $35 a trip. That's it. So whether you pay $100, $300, $500, whatever it is, the average take after expenses for the seat is $35.
Wow.
And apparently, the and so you multiply that out. Let's say for if you got a 200-passenger plane, that's 2 times 35 is $7,000, right? So if for a trip across the country, they only take in $7,000, or that's their profit. And yet, when you charge things to the credit card that is assigned to them, there's more profit involved in it for them on each of the charges than it is than what they net for putting you in the seat. So it's become the airline business has become a credit card business. And that's why you see all of them promoting these credit cards to the extent that they do. They want you to have a credit card because they're going to make money on you using the credit card. That's it. I think that's kind of, whether you realize it or not, it's really quite an interesting way of looking at that business. So anyway, FDA this week has approved the first over-the-counter continuous glucose monitor. If you have diabetes, not taking insulin, that story we discussed this week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Health program, heard on many of these same stations. So you want to keep up with the latest in research and what Ken's interpretation is, so you sort of have it in common terms, so you really understand what all this stuff is. There it is, right? That's very important for people who have diabetes, for sure. The Secure Act 2.0, rolled out, passed by Congress a couple of years ago, makes it easier for small businesses to offer employees retirement plans. That goes into effect this week as well. Whether or not the discussion comes up during the State of the Union, the State of the Union is not just something that the president talks about, but it's pretty much a week-long conversation about where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we don't all know kind of where we are, but anyway, I thought that was kind of good news as well. A lot of good news here. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DOUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DOUG. That's 30DOUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Should we make it 23 after Jay? Because that's what it is. 23 past the hour on the Good Day program. And in this hour, we take apart some social media news. Sometimes the technology becomes a focus rather than the trending things and the gossipy things. Mm-hmm. So the Florida situation, as lawmakers take a second shot because DeSantis vetoed a social media ban for minors. Now they've sent him a new version. Maybe this will withstand his scrutiny. The bill was passed on a 109-4 vote with everybody pretty much on the same page. Mm-hmm. The bill bans social media accounts for children under 14, requires parental permission 15 to 16 years. I think the first one banned it for 16-year-olds, right?
Yes.
So they kicked it down.
Yes, and banned it totally.
Difference.
It's not even just with parental permission or anything like that. It was banned completely across the board for anyone 16 and under. This changes it down to 14, and then 15 and 16-year-olds can use it with parental permission.
Right. Okay, so it'll be interesting to see, once it gets passed, how many other states follow suit. You know what I mean? Because there certainly is a lot of sympathy for that thinking. I frankly endorse it.
But
myself.
How are they going to, even if this passes and they follow through with
how
this, how are they actively going to do
it?
Yes, I mean, unless you are telling people they have to show you a driver's license or some kind of ID, and at which point adults may even think, I'm not comfortable giving you that kind of information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't be comfortable scanning my driver's license and giving it to some social media site who's constantly getting hacked.
Hacked, exactly. No. So it needs to be thought through a little bit better still, it would seem. Here's a new AI smartphone app that diagnoses ear infections. Wow. Prevents unnecessary antibiotic use. Yeah. There's a new application developed by some scientists at the University of Pittsburgh that could decrease unnecessary antibiotic use in children by diagnosing ear infections on a smartphone. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing worse. Why don't you take this for a second, Jay? I got to deal with this cough.
Yeah. We're seeing more and more with different illnesses that are becoming antibiotic resistant. And that's because so often we are just prescribed antibiotics. And a lot of times we may not need them. I know that when there's a bacterial situation, you want an antibiotic. But I personally have had someone try to give me antibiotics when it's a viral situation. And I'm like, did you not go to medical school? I know I didn't go to medical school. And even I know that you don't treat a viral infection with antibiotics. You need antiviral, or what I grew up with was always it's viral, you just have to wait for it to pass, because usually your body will kick that out by itself. But with this,
it's too
with
will
the
pass.
Yes, yeah. And but with this, with a smartphone that can actually diagnose the ear infection, and you know it's an ear infection, so you need the antibiotics rather than it's an ear irritation,
mm-hmm.
in which that would be an unnecessary use of antibiotics, because sometimes we do get irritations. I had a tooth issue that I was convinced I had an ear infection, but it was... Yep. My ear was irritated, but it was solely because of a tooth situation, not the ear. And thank goodness I wasn't given antibiotics for it.
The body is an interesting, wonderful, marvelous thing. Everything is connected. The old hip bone connected to the knee bone. The knee bone's connected to this bone and that bone. All right, here's one more item of interest when it comes to social media and the tools we use. And artificial intelligence certainly in that. Chinese national arrested in California, charged with stealing confidential trade secrets from Google's AI program. Oh, what a surprise. Somebody from China stealing. So, come on. This is, you think this is, and this guy lives in Newark, New Jersey. So he is a U.S. resident. I don't know if he's a citizen or not, but anyway, he joined Google as a software engineer. And that was a plant. You wonder sometimes as we ask that question, how many people coming into this country from China are plants?
Well, and for a job like that, there was a background check. Like, so clearly they failed there.
Yeah. Yep, apparently. All right, food for thought here. It's 28 after on Good Day.
When every single dollar matters, think technology. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Ink cartridges for your printer are so expensive that office supply stores lock them up. Those Cartridge World refills work just fine. And even the office superstores will give you store credit for recycling used toner cartridges. About the extended warranty when you make a major purchase, every tech expert I've talked to says it's usually useless. Pure profit, and the salesperson might be getting a bonus if you go for it. And why spend for software when you can use free online Microsoft Office? Programs like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. And there are lots of free apps and Google Docs, too. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at Top Loss.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery in his State of the Union speech. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party, urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict, has been mounting on Biden. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken. United Airlines plans to reduce its pilot hiring pace. New hire classes will be put on hold in May and June, but are projected to recommence in July. The decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing, according to a memo distributed to employees. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can always check out. I do pretty much every day. Jay, I think, gets a kick out of the fact that I find it, it's exciting, it's inspiring.
Oh, space is amazing.
Oh, yeah, it is. So, if you remember what happened in 2017, when there was a very dramatic, as a matter of fact, there are pictures on the website of the moon as it's going through the wonders of what we call an eclipse. Mm-hmm. Fascinating stuff. So, total solar eclipse. There's a spectacle that we will see on April 8th that will you'll be able to see it over...
As long as it's a clear day.
Right, yeah. Most of North America, but if you're on the West Coast or the West in Mexico and up through the Rocky Mountain states and into Canada, you'll see it. But this is the first time this spectacle will be as it is. And so... You better enjoy it because it'll be 20 years before it happens again. And now, don't you wonder sometimes, how do they figure that out? Who's the mathematician who's figuring this all out?
Why is it 20 more years? Because 2017 to 2024 is definitely not 20.
I don't know. It's just
so
the way.
Why is it going to be so long?
Mine is not to reason why. Mine is but to do or die. I don't know how they come up with it. Anyway. The moon is passing between the Earth and the sun. So it will be completely blocking the sun's face. And that's what I like seeing, time-stamped pictures of it. It's good to see the video, but the pictures are even more dramatic. So you go back to August 21st of 2017, and then you look as to what's going on. One of the things maybe, and I don't understand this, but the path is similar to the one that took place 2017, but the moon's going in the opposite direction. How, I don't understand that. I'm looking at the NASA page.
No, I thought the path was like it's almost creating a big X, the path from the 2017 to the 2024. I'm looking at a picture right now, and you always hear that there's always some eclipse happening in the path of totality every so many years, but for it to happen where we specifically live is like a once in a lifetime event. But when you look at an outline of the paths for 2017 and 2024, it looks like Paducah and that kind of surrounding area gets this twice because that's where the X
Paducah,
is where
Kentucky?
They cross. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, densely populated areas, major cities. Let's see here. The last time there were like 12 million people that lived in the area that could see the total eclipse. Mm-hmm. And now 32 million people live in the path of the total eclipse, and 150
like
million people live. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So again,
I was in Nashville in 2017 when it went past, and we happened to be viewing from a spot that had sudden cloud coverage just as it was happening.
The longest people could experience it was in Carbondale, Illinois, for 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
Wow.
Carbondale, Illinois is in the south central part of the state of Illinois. And there were some people in Mexico, actually this time around even more people will be able to watch this thing for almost 25 minutes. The whole thing that it takes as it moves from one side to the other. The total eclipse, 4 minutes and 28 seconds. And then James is down in Texas up to a place called Economy, Indiana. It'll be about 4 minutes in that string. You'll see the eclipse for about 4 minutes. Anyway, so there you go. If you're
That's
looking
fantastic.
For what happens, some people love to have stats and data. Go to the Guinness Book of World Records, and you can see where it was that it lasted the longest. Mm-hmm. In modern times, it was in June of 1955, and it was the Philippines where it was most. Where you could see, I think it was like 20 minutes then. But it moves. It just shows you how fast everything is moving. And the great, experience in the sky. It is amazing how quickly the Earth is moving. Do you ever sit and watch the clouds as they move?
Yes.
In an easterly direction? See how, basically quickly you can see the stuff. If you sit there and watch it for a while, you can see it move. Keep your eye on one's cloud formation. Well, the cloud formations are changing all the time because the influence of the sun and the wind.
I always like the layers of clouds where you can see the lower layers moving faster than the layer above, and sometimes it's almost holding still. But what I love is when the sun, it opens just enough on a cloudy day when the sun peeks through and you can see the actual lines of the sun's rays coming down.
Right. That's called the coronal mass ejection. How do you like that I know
you
that?
You would know that.
I would know that. Anyway, so NASA will have its high altitude research aircraft out there getting a glimpse of what you're talking about, the corona, the things that boil up, the big storms on the surface of the sun. Very cool stuff. All right, back here on Earth, Nikki Haley out, and the fact she didn't endorse Trump makes people more angry than they were that she was running against him. Okay, listen.
But also good for her, because how many times fight with, when they're all candidates and they're fighting with each other and saying that that person is a loser and they would be a horrible candidate and they should be chosen instead. And then they back out and they're like, yep, I give them my endorsement. It's kind of like,
nothing
I
meant
it goes
anything.
Back to the whole, no, you're not giving them the endorsement. You're giving the party the endorsement. You are saying you're taking back everything that you said, that this person would be an awful candidate. This person should not be president. But then it's like, well, fine, they should be better them than anybody else in a different party.
No. That's not, it doesn't work that way for me anyway. All right, so let's see what else we have here. We were talking earlier about how both Biden and Trump were trying to get her voters. Biden says there's a place for them in my campaign. Of course, what a bunch of phony BS for both of them. You know, just keep moving. I thought it was interesting. Mitch McConnell, who really doesn't like Trump at all, and really went after him after January 6th, he endorsed him. So what does that say? He said Trump had earned his requisite support. Dean Phillips ended his long shot campaign. So Nikki Haley's out, Dean Phillips is out. But you know who's in still? Robert F. Kennedy.
Yes, he is.
Has enough signatures to qualify for the ballot in Nevada. And so this is not good news for the Democrats. It will benefit Trump, perhaps. And there still is a buzz around that Kennedy might be his running mate. That would be a very interesting...
Well, that would definitely get him more votes of people who were already deciding not to vote for him. I think that that would most necessarily...
And you know what? He's got a, he's got a big pool because after the Super Tuesday, the poll showed nearly 29% of the people who went to vote didn't like, nor did they vote for either Biden or Trump. 29%. That's a pretty good pool of voters who don't like, and I understand that. There's not much to like about either one of them. Anyway, we just start to say, Jay, sorry.
No, and I was just going to point out Biden himself, who has already committed to Harris, like months ago, saying that, she's going to continue to be his running mate for 2024. And I think that that's something that if he were to drop her and get somebody else, they probably would be more likely to vote for him.
Yeah, not her, under any circumstances. So, you know, all of the huzzerai about Alabama and what's going on with IVF, in vitro fertilization, the Supreme Court ruled last week, I think it was, or was it the week before, frozen embryos of children, so the state passed
legislation. Well, it was because of a specific situation where a couple had their embryos damaged, and they were suing because to them, that those were their children. That was their chance of having children, and they won their case. So then that opened the whole discussion of, what does that mean for the future of IVF? Because it only takes one lawsuit for people to then run one way, but go ahead. But Alabama says no.
Yeah. Is that is there a way of rendering whether that's good or bad in terms of
they passed the IVF immunity law, so it's just saying that
they're protected, right?
They're protected.
That's protecting. Yeah.
Because people who do go through IVF, they pay for a storage of these embryos, and sometimes more often than not all of the embryos are compatible with life, but they
can't you just put them in the freezer section of your refrigerator?
I don't think it's cold enough.
Really? Wow.
I think it has to be even colder, But but you can't do like partial discontinuation of anything, or if there are some embryos that aren't compatible with life, you can't donate them for research. It has to be an all or nothing situation, and then people who do decide to use some of the embryos and then they're done, then they can do a complete, you know, what's left over, get rid of it one way or the other, but you have to pay for the storage of all of them. There's no of this partial stuff, and that's what a lot of people I think who are doing IVF were concerned of what about these embryos that really aren't compatible with life, would never become a human or a child or anything. Are they going to have to continue for the rest of their lives, and then possibly somebody else inherits the bill for that? So there are a lot of questions surrounding a lot of this.
I want to put it in the freezer, and then every once in a while you go look at the test tube and say, "Hey, Freddie, how you doing?" Or maybe another test tube, "Sarah, are you feeling okay today?"
Okay. What about the belief of people who think the soul is already in there? Then isn't the soul trapped therefore?
Right. Trapped in Never Never Land. The House of Representatives has voted to fund about half the government, so this through the fall. So it looks like there will not be a shutdown yet again, right? There's something that I was trying to figure out. The Boston Globe has a story today about the man who committed that mass shooting, and they found out he has profound brain damage. He was a veteran exposed to a lot of blasts, when he was in uniform. And the people at Seriscan that I talk about all the time have, you know, confirmed that a lot of veterans exposed to these blasts have serious brain damage. So where is that going to go? It's 48 past the hour now, and good day.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, 53 after the hour. This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I always invite you to call the office. You want to have a consultation with Ken, 352-735-1400. There are a number of things perhaps going on in your body that you are questioning. Okay, so let's get at it with Ken, 352-735-1400. And again, the questions, some of them come to us for Good Day Health by folks dialing 855-999-3684. Question, this actually comes from me about the new guidance. I always love that word, guidance, from the CDC. The five-day isolation period for recovering from COVID apparently is no longer needed. Was it ever?
Well, this is very controversial, and I think we need to...
Aren't you glad I asked you?
I'm not glad you asked me.
No, I know you're not. That's okay.
I'm still digesting this myself, and this is controversial. And in fact, there's going to be a big rally in Washington demanding much longer. And I think we need to think a little bit about this. You know, their thinking was that there's enough immunity in us now to get people back around, circulating around. And I think this may put us more at risk. I'm a little concerned about loosening this up.
Yeah. I was put at ease by it. But that's, see, isn't that interesting? I was looking at the announcement itself and what the CDC director, fellow named...
You have to look at the reasoning that they used. The reasoning that they used is that, you know, it may put people at a little more risk, but we're more able to fight it now. And You know, so
well, this is somebody's going to I know I'm going to get an email, at least one or two from people. You're such a hypocrite, Doug, because you don't like the CDC to begin with. You've always criticized them. So now you're embracing what they said because it agrees with your thinking.
One might think that.
Yes, one might think that. So maybe we'll just take it with a grain of salt. I think that's kind of what you're...
I think we need to collect more data on this and make sure that we're making the right decision here. And I'm gonna stick with what we've been using, at least in my office. Mm-hmm. I'll say that.
You're going to err on the side of caution.
I am.
And then, in a manner of speaking.
For a while. And if I'm wrong, let me be safe rather than sorry.
Yeah. I mean, you lose nothing by being wrong, right? You may
on this one.
Lose
on
something
this
by
one.
Being right. Yeah,
on
exactly.
this one. Because, you know, 3 out of 10 people get long COVID. It's no fun. It'll ruin the quality of your life. So, you know, that's my biggest concern about COVID right now is getting long COVID.
All right, let's talk about cancer for a second. A question about a biopsy-free test that diagnoses oral cancers. Man, I can't imagine anything worse than having cancer of your tongue or cancer of your gum.
Exactly. Yeah. This is really some great hope. And exactly. Imagine getting a biopsy in your mouth of your tongue. Horrible. Ugh. And this comes out of Cell Reports Medicine. This is a big breakthrough. So analysis, Doug, of a chemical score from mouth lesion swab samples, it's going to allow patients to skip those painful biopsies, getting oral cancers promptly diagnosed now in a non-invasive way. So right now, dentists and other specialists, the ear, nose, and throat doctors especially, they must send excise, that's tissue that's cut off from suspicious mouth lesions to the lab for standard biopsies, which are costly and definitely invasive. But now, simply brushing the lesion with a swab and then analyzing that sample performed just as well. They're looking for the ratio between two different chemicals in the sample, and it was very accurate at diagnosing whether this was a malignancy or not. Great hope for anybody who has to go through what really is a very unpleasant procedure.
Yeah, my sister had this, and it was not pleasant. She had to have part of her face extracted and rebuilt with plastic surgery and stuff, and it wasn't, apparently the cancer's gone, but it was not, it's not pleasant by any stretch of the imagination.
Don't smoke.
All right. No, she never smoked, but she spent a lot of time in the sun. She didn't drink, she didn't smoke, the same as me. We don't, any of us in our family do that stuff,
genetics.
But she still, you know, was, I think the sun did her in, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
All right, so there it is, another edition of Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Check it all out at gooddayhealthshow.com. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.